The Hard Shoulder on News Talk
with Nissan. Let's go the distance by keeping our distance. Nissan, innovation that excites.
All right, HICWA have done a report. They are the regulatory oversight body of our health standards and nursing homes and other things. And they've done a report into excess deaths. They looked at the period from the 11th of March to the 16th of June, which was right in the first phase or surge of the COVID pandemic in Ireland. And to tell us what their findings were in terms of total deaths, excess deaths and COVID deaths, it's a pleasure to welcome Dr. Conor Tellure, HICWA's chief scientist, to The Hard Shoulder. Conor, first of all, tell me, is this an annual report you do, or was it a special report? What was the purpose? What were you investigating?
So, hello, Ivan. This was a one-off report, essentially, but we have been looking at this for a number of weeks now, monitoring excess mortality in Ireland, and particularly in relation to the COVID-19 epidemic. And I suppose everyone is interested to know how much mortality we have associated with COVID-19. And there are official figures being given on a daily basis of the number of deaths. And we also have various different measures like the case fatality rate, which is the number of deaths per number of cases of COVID-19. And people are quite curious to know, how are we doing relative to other countries? And are we perhaps undercounting the number of deaths or even overcounting? So we've been looking at the data to try and determine what is the excess mortality and what does it look like. Now, the issue is, of course, that we don't have very rapid death registration data in Ireland. We have up to 3 months in which to register deaths. So we've been using the RIP.ie website, which is of death notices. So we're using them as a proxy estimate of the number of deaths. So what we found is that we estimate that there were about 1,100 to 1,200 more deaths than you would expect based on historical patterns during the period of 11th of March to the 16th of June. So that's 1,100 to 1,200 more deaths than we would expect.
And kind of just to give us a gauge on that, would that be 20% more deaths? Like, I have a figure in my head, 34, 35,000 people a year die, and that 80 or 90 people die per day. In terms of, therefore, if you apply what happened in 2019, for example, you know, relatively similar demographics, over that period, like, is 1,200 extra excess deaths out of 5,000, or is it out of 1,200?
So it's out of about 9,500 that we've seen during that period. So it represents 13% excess over and above what we were expecting. Now, it's not as simple as just comparing it to the deaths of 2019, because we have year on year since 2010, we have a trend for increasing numbers of deaths. And that's because we have a growing population and also an aging population. So we have to take that into account. And also the seasonality. So there are more deaths during the winter than during the summer. So we adjust for that as well. But it's a 13% increase. So it is a very substantial increase in the number of deaths.
Now, you've got your total volume of deaths. You've got the excess deaths. So cause of death. I want to sort of go to the area of how many people then of the 1,200 extra deaths died from COVID.
So that's a question that we can't actually answer based on the data available, because RIP.ie is death notifications. There is no cause of death. We don't have age and we don't have sex. So we can't do any analysis on subgroups. So what we've looked at is the total number, and we've compared that against the total number of COVID-19 related deaths reported officially. So we've estimated an excess of 1,100 to 1,200 deaths during that period. And at the same time, 1,700 COVID-19-related deaths were reported. So we have more COVID-19 deaths than we have excess mortality.
And can I just ask you there, because of that 1,700 figure, you know the way sometimes they have confirmed cases died of COVID or suspected to have died in COVID? In the, you know, official death count that we have, whatever it is, you know, near 2,000 or whatever, does it include the probable cases as well?
Yes. So The approach they've taken is following the World Health Organization recommendations and guidance around this, which is that all clinically suspected and confirmed cases where COVID-19 is believed to have played a role in the person's death, those are all coded as COVID-19-related deaths. So it may not be the primary cause of death, but it may have exacerbated death. And so therefore you get a mix of people included in the statistics, but they are all people who had COVID-19, and COVID-19 played a role in their death.
So did they die of COVID or with COVID?
So there will be a combination of those. And some of the people included in the figures may have died with COVID more so than because of COVID. Some of them may have been, had severe disease, severe underlying disease, and they then got infected with COVID-19, and that may have accelerated their death. But they may have been people that were close to end of life or at end of life. And so using a measure of excess mortality, those people don't get classified as excess mortality because they are likely to have died during this period, irrespective of the presence of COVID-19. And our concern is, that if you take that approach, then you essentially are saying that these people, well, COVID-19 had no impact. COVID-19 did have an impact. They were infected and they died with COVID-19. It may have accelerated their death.
Is it possible that the health authorities, in trying to justify the most unprecedented lockdown, skewed the numbers upwards?
No, I don't believe so. I believe they have taken the World Health Organization guidance and they have applied it correctly, and they have diligently tried to capture all of the cases.
But if in doubt, I think maybe the US understated their figures. Did we potentially err on the side of overstating the figures?
I think if you look at the numbers, there are 1,709 that died during this period. Having followed the WHO recommendations, they have coded them as COVID-19-related deaths, and I think correctly so. There may be some who, if you had access to testing at the time of death, you may have found that they were not COVID-19 positive, but they were coded as COVID-19 based on a clinical diagnosis in the absence of a test. And that is a reasonable and pragmatic approach.
But in the absence of, I heard of a case where someone died of a heart attack, got a heart attack and died, and they attributed it to COVID.
Well, I can't comment on individual cases.
Is that possible? After the death to do a test?
But it is possible to test people, to do post-mortem tests for COVID-19. And that is what clearly is happening in many cases, that they do a COVID-19 test. But what we are looking at in this data are from RIP.ie. They don't have a cause of death. They don't have any information about that. So we are looking at all causes of death. So any death that happened in the country between 11th of March and 16th of June, and looking at that, comparing that against historical figures to determine what the excess is. And the excess is lower than the reported COVID-19 mortality. But as we say, there are a number of reasons why that might be. And some of them is people dying with, rather than necessarily because of COVID-19.
Indeed. All right, I think you've made it absolutely transparent what your findings are. HICWA's Chief Scientist, Dr. Conor Tellier.
The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan. Together, let's play our part by staying apart. Nissan. Innovation that excites.